time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today over the phone, I have Sean Robison. He is with the Liberty Gardens of Utah, and they're taking kind of a unique approach, and they're going to do a community garden up in Helper, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about if you're interested, what you need to do, and all kinds of good stuff. Sean, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Dave. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the air with you.
So let's talk about Liberty Gardens of Utah. This is something that you and your wife have come up with? Is that what you were saying?
Yes, sir. Yep. We are a for-profit market garden based here in Helper, Utah. This will actually be our first year in production, but our plans are to be cultivating a half-acre vegetable garden this year, and we also have 23 different fruit trees on the property that will be supplying vegetables and fruits to the local community with.
Okay. And you were saying that you do have a for-profit one, but this is kind of just a community garden that you guys are interested in getting started up. You've been in cooperation with the county and everything. Let's tell people how you are going to kick this off and find out what kind of interest is out there.
So we have a Facebook page at Liberty Gardens of Utah. We are donating a portion of our land to the market garden, or to the community garden, this year. And our whole philosophy is sustainable, regenerative agriculture. And so we're hoping to get as much community interest as we can in a method of gardening that may not have been presented to everybody before. Low cost, all natural, organic, fresh vegetables and produce for their families.
Okay, so let's talk about, you're going to have a meeting coming up this Thursday. Why don't you let folks know about that?
Yep, this Thursday at 7 p.m. here at the property that's located at 5126 North Highway 6 here in Helper. We will be having a public meeting to explore, community interest in the community garden. We are asking people to sign up on our Facebook page for that. We're going to post a video of that meeting after it has taken place so that everybody can see it. However, we are trying to respect the current group recommendations set forth, by the Department of Health. So we're keeping it to a 10-person group at maximum, and then we're more than happy to have, as many meetings as we can to get through any families that might be interested in attending.
Okay, so as you were saying, how this is going to work is you have spots to sign up for the meeting itself.
Yep. There are nine spots available for the first meeting. Still, we ask that any family that's interested in attending only send one representative, so to speak, to allow as many families to be at the meeting as possible.
Okay. So how that's going to work is you will sign up, and then you can go to the meeting, and you're going to only have the 10 people there, as you were saying. And then at the end of the meeting, you will post that meeting on your Facebook page, correct?
Yep, that is correct. And we'll also post any subsequent meetings just to start the dialogue and answer any questions or concerns or, logistical questions about how we're hoping to make this work for the community.
Okay, and you were saying that you've already kind of started up there. What are some of the things that you've got growing and going on up there already?
Oh, boy, actually, I've currently got 24 varieties started for the spring. As far as the community garden goes, we're donating a portion of the property that we previously hadn't considered putting into production this year. So we've kind of been scrambling this last week to actually remove a couple of trees and just clear that ground and get it ready for cultivation.
Okay, and for those that are kind of maybe wondering where this is at, you are right across the highway from the Carbon Emery RV secondary lot, correct?
Yep, that is correct, right next to the New Hope Christian Church here on Highway 6.
And so you're right in that spot there. So once again, let's let people know there's a meeting this Thursday, and you can go and sign up for it and let people know how to sign up for it and get all the information that they need.
Yep, so it's just it's on our Facebook page. That can be found at Liberty Gardens of Utah. The event is already created. It's titled Community Garden Planning Meeting. That is this Thursday at 7 p.m. The event on Facebook is listed to start at 6:30 p.m. People are welcome to show up a little bit early. I'll be happy to answer any questions I can before we get started.
Okay, that is Sean Robison with the Liberty Gardens of Utah. If you're interested in community gardening, they're trying to keep everything as far as the guidelines that have been set out by the health department in the county. So everything is going to be that way. So you know what? Find out if you would like to attend this meeting or just get some more information on it. Head on over to their Facebook page. Sean, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And keep doing what you're doing up there. It's a great thing.
Well, thank you very much. We're looking forward to a successful year and, making a lot of new friends along the way.
Okay. That's Sean Robison once again with Liberty Gardens of Utah. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.